Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears. Psalm 42:3. My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, "Where is your God?" Here is a stark and honest description of the weight our souls feel at times. Pain within, unbelief without. This is likely not our constant condition, but like the psalmist and our songwriter, we all have seasons when we feel this way. Thank God that He and His Word acknowledge that. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. Psalm 121:4. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Take comfort in the fact that though you may cry yourself to sleep in the midst of your torment, on the nights you can even get to sleep, the Lord never slumbers. So vigilant is he in his care for you. Indeed, Jesus watches over you day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. We've been commanded to bring all of our cares to him, yet at times we fail to do so, choosing instead to try to work things out ourselves. How foolish, not to mention disobedient. Jesus cares for you and wants you to talk to him about everything. What do you need to talk with him about today? And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Anxiety appears again in this verse, which adds a command to not be anxious to the one to pray. We needlessly carry anxiety. Jesus gladly takes it. Keep nothing back. Give Jesus all your cares and leave yourself with nothing to be anxious about today. Go ahead. Do it right now. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.